Welcome to Tuse Education. Now get ready to listen to podcast episode. Legends of Music. Imagine Dragons.
Welcome back to Legends of Music, where we explore the stories behind the music that moves us. I'm your host, Alex, and today we have a special episode dedicated to the electrifying band, Imagine Dragons. Joining me are two incredible guests, music journalist and author, Sarah Mitchell, and indie musician, Jake Thompson. Welcome to the show, Sarah and Jake.
Thanks for having us, Alex. Excited to dive into this.
Yeah, it's great to be here. I've been a fan of Imagine Dragons for a long time.
Awesome, let's kick things off. Imagine Dragons burst onto the scene with their debut album Night Visions in 2012, featuring hits like It's Time and Radioactive. Sarah, what do you think set them apart from other bands at that time?
Well, I think it was their unique blend of rock, pop, and electronic elements. They really tapped into a sound that was both anthemic and introspective. Radioactive, for instance, became a cultural phenomenon, not just because of its catchy chorus, but also due to its themes of resilience and awakening. It resonated with a lot of people.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa, I'm waking.
Absolutely. And I think their lyrics often delve into personal struggles and triumphs, which makes their music relatable. I remember listening to It's Time during a tough time in my life, and it really gave me a sense of hope.
That's a great point, Jake. The band has a knack for creating anthems that inspire. Their frontman, Dan Reynolds, has been open about his battles with mental health. How do you think that transparency has affected their music and their fanbase?
It's been incredibly impactful. Dan's honesty about his struggles has fostered a strong connection with fans. It shows that even someone who seems to have it all can face challenges. This vulnerability invites listeners to embrace their own struggles, and I think it's a big part of why their music resonates so deeply.
I agree. Plus, their willingness to address mental health issues in their music and through platforms like social media has helped break down stigma. It's refreshing to see artists using their platform for such important conversations.
Speaking of conversations, let's talk about their latest album, Mercury, Act 1. It features tracks that explore themes of loss and recovery. What stood out to you both from this album?
I think the track Wrecked is a standout. It's raw and emotional, and you can really feel the pain and longing in Dan's voice. The production is also really well done. It captures that sense of chaos and heartache perfectly.
These days I'm becoming everything that I hate. Wishing you were around, but now it's too late. My mind is a place that I can't escape your ghost. Sometimes I wish that I could wish it all away.
I love that song. It's so powerful. Another track that hit me was Follow You. It has that infectious energy, but the lyrics also touch on commitment and the complexities of love. It's a great juxtaposition of sound and message.
Definitely, they have a way of balancing those high-energy anthems with deeper, more reflective songs. Now, let's shift gears a bit. If you could attend any Imagine Dragons concert, past or present, which one would it be and why?
I would love to have been at their performance at the 2018 iHeartRadio Music Awards. They performed Whatever It Takes, and the energy in that room must have been electric. It's such a motivational song, and I can only imagine how the crowd reacted.
For me, it would be their concert at the Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado. That venue is iconic, and Imagine Dragons have such a strong connection to their roots there. The atmosphere must be incredible, especially with the stunning backdrop of the mountains.
Great choices. Imagine Dragons really know how to put on a show. Before we wrap up, what do you think the future holds for the band? Any predictions?
I think they'll continue to evolve their sound while staying true to their roots. They've shown they're not afraid to experiment, and I expect we'll see more collaborations with different genres.
I agree, and I hope they keep addressing important themes in their music. There's so much more to explore, especially with mental health and personal growth. It's a journey, and I'm excited to see where they take us next.
Well said. Thank you both for joining me today to discuss Imagine Dragons. Their music truly embodies resilience, and it's been a pleasure to explore their journey with you.
This is the end of the podcast episode Legends of Music, Imagine Dragons. Now answer the questions on the worksheet.